And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Monday, October 26, 2020. Today in the news, it's monetary inflation that determines gold's value, writes Seeking Alpha, not price inflation. Gold would need to increase to $2,400 an ounce to get back in line with the money supply. Everything is in place for gold to reach $3,000 an ounce, he says. Now, I'm not predicting that'll happen in the next few months. I believe that over the next 2 to 3 years, gold will hit $3,000 an ounce. Central banks are trying to create inflation is an old laugh line, writes Jeff Snyder at Real Clear Markets. Money is very easy, they all say. Central bankers, most of all. Just create some digital bank reserves out of thin air, stand back, and watch the inflationary magic set off in an accelerating recovery of sustained, badly needed economic growth. Except, no inflation, no magic. Some jokes just aren't funny. And two new peer-reviewed studies are showing a sharp drop in the mortality rate among hospitalized COVID-19 patients, reports NPR. The drop is seen in all groups, including older patients and those with underlying conditions, suggesting that physicians are getting better at helping patients survive their illness. Quote, I would classify this as a silver lining in what has been a quite hard time for many people, says Bilal Mateen, a data science fellow at the Alan Turing Institute in the United Kingdom. And lastly, Iowa was one of the states that didn't lock down in response to the coronavirus, writes John Tamney at Real Clear Politics. Yet New York Times reporters Ben Castleman and Jim Tarsley have alerted their flock to a growth slowdown in the state despite that. Tamney's response, naturally, Iowa's economy has contracted when it's remembered that by April, a quarter of the U.S. economy was locked down, along with other parts of the global economy. The lockdowns crushed the U.S. economy, period. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Till next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy it right now.